A dozen years of United Nations sanctions have taken their toll on Iraq's economy, but lately it has shown new signs of life. Iraq has made efforts to circumvent the embargo and increase trade with its neighbors, and Iraqis worry that a new U.S. military campaign to topple Saddam Hussein would wipe out the recent gains. From Baghdad, NPR's Kate Seeley reports.
At Moonlight, an American-style fast food restaurant, tables are overflowing with customers spending a small fortune by Iraqi standards, 55 cents for a hamburger. In a once wealthy country devastated by sanctions, the average salary is about $10 a month, and eating out is a luxury most people can't afford. Still, the crowd at Moonlight reflects a recent development. For some in Iraq, life is improving. Things have gotten better, says store owner Thamer Fayez, who says he didn't have the money to eat out a few years ago. Moonlight's customers are considered the city's rich. Many are making their fortunes from the illegal smuggling of oil and consumer goods. But even many ordinary Iraqis, at least those in the major cities, say life has gotten a little easier. The economy was given a big boost when the UN lifted the cap on Iraqi oil sales in 1999, allowing the government to sell as much oil as it wanted to import food, medicine, and other necessities. The government increased its monthly food rations and embarked on major construction projects, creating new jobs. More consumer products began to flood Iraq's markets. TV sets from China, clothes from Turkey, ice cream from Syria. And today, say Iraqis, they're benefiting from lower prices. Trade Minister Mohammed Mehdi Saleh says his country's efforts to build international trade relations are paying off.
There is a big tendency from international community to normalize relationship with Iraq. This is the new injection to the economy.
Strengthening trade ties, say diplomats, is as much a political as it is an economic priority for the government. Baghdad believes that lucrative contracts doled out to countries like Russia and France will help ensure their opposition to a U.S. military campaign. Iraq has also been solidifying commercial ties with its Arab neighbors, including former enemy Saudi Arabia. Abdulrazak Hashemi, a former minister, says despite U.S. threats to topple Saddam, foreign trade delegations arrive on a weekly basis. This, he says, demonstrates international confidence in the current Iraqi leadership.
But everybody is convinced that the United States and the American administration will not be able to achieve its objectives in Iraq. This is why people are coming. And you notice while you are here how many visitors, ministers of trade, ministers of oil, ministers of visiting Iraq.
In recent months, diplomats here say, Iraq has been spending more money on its people in a bid to shore up domestic support in the face of a possible U.S. threat. Government employees have been receiving bonuses, members of the military are getting new cars, and construction projects have been launched in traditionally neglected parts of the country, like the South. But many, if not most, Iraqis remain poor and vulnerable, and they worry that any U.S. military attack would just make matters worse. Bashar Shaddad, a former history teacher who now sells used books on a Baghdad sidewalk, says he's lucky to make 50 cents a day. My children and I would go hungry without the government food rations, he says, adding that he has nothing to put aside in case of a war. This past spring, the UN revised its sanctions program to speed up the flow of civilian goods in an effort to ease the suffering of Iraqis. The UN says it's still too early to measure the benefits of the change, but Abdulrazak Hashemi says UN Resolution 1409 does nothing but maintain the status quo.
There is no word of development, none whatsoever, in the Resolution 1409. Iraq is capable of better life for the people. Food and medicine is for refugee camps. Not for a country, not for a society that needs education, needs health, needs industry, needs electricity.
Everyone agrees the only real solution to the plight of the Iraqis is the lifting of sanctions. But first, the UN must declare Iraq free of weapons of mass destruction. In recent days, Iraq has hinted that it might be willing to readmit UN arms inspectors, but says it would like guarantees that sanctions will be lifted and the country won't be attacked. Guarantees it is not likely to get. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Baghdad.